It is 11:42 a.m. 11/16/2018. What's going on, everybody? Solo Kai back with another podcast. I've come to the decision that I am not going to go to school for more reasons than one. One, I just genuinely don't like school. Like, as a whole, I like the social aspect of meeting people and everything, but I know it's going to be harder for me to meet people, but I know that there's still ways for me to get inside. It won't be as easy as being a student, but the payoff from that and taking on the amount of work that I would need to do or the assignments that they keep up or lectures or the amount of work I would miss because I'm at school and the amount of time I wouldn't have to work on my podcast and my music because of going to school and work, trying to juggle it and still make enough to pay rent and all that stuff is just, I don't know, I feel like it's a little much. So I'm not going to do it. I just can't knowingly put myself in a position where I'm stuck and committed to doing something I don't want to do to the fullest. And if I do that, I know that now it's on me, you know? Like, because before, if it was high school and I didn't want to do it, and I didn't really feel like it, I had people be like, oh, here, let me help you. I can help you get through this. Or, oh, I did this before, blah, blah, blah. I know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm in a position where I'm on my own, and my decisions are my own, and I have to deal with the outcome of it, you know? And plus, it's college. It's not like it's high school shit where I'm just like, fuck it. Oh, just do the makeup work or do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as lenient as it was in high school. So I can't be lazy. And that is something that I really am when it comes to something I don't want to do. Like, I don't like listening to other people. I don't like being on someone else's time. I don't like doing stuff I don't want to. Like, the idea of working on something for hours that I don't want to do is just depressing to think about. I feel like I'm wasting my energy and wasting my time. It physically drains me of my energy. So I feel like I have to put in more effort. You know what I'm saying? When I'm doing this podcast or when I'm making music, it's like breathing. You know, it's like super passive. So I don't have to put that much effort in it because I like it and it comes naturally to me. But if I'm working on a 30-page essay on the Vatican. I don't even know what that is. I just said a word. Actually, I'm going to Google it. But, like, say if I'm working on a 3-page essay on the Vatican, then it's going to take me, like, see if I was super into it, Vatican City. It's a city surrounded by Rome, Italy. It is headquarters of Roman Catholic Church. Okay. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. That would be something that I probably would actually end up doing a 3-page essay on. But yeah, it would take me like 6 hours to do, rather than if I was interested in the Vatican, it would take me like 2 hours to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll passively procrastinate. My mind will just wander off. This is something I get, I don't know. It's not that I get bored easy. It's just that if something is not interesting to me, I have a hard time keeping an interest. You know what I'm saying? Like, keeping to it and focusing on it. So, I mean, this is just how it is. So, I'm not going to go to school. I'm just going to keep working and doing my music, you know. And everyone's like, oh, well, don't you got a backup plan? What if the music doesn't work out? Well, if the music doesn't work out, then I don't want to do anything else. I haven't found something that motivates me as much as music does, you know? And plus, I have many, many branches. I'm doing this podcast. This could be my career. And I'm going to do short films. That could work out. I'm going to be writing books. That could work out. You know, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm just creating media. Media is my passion, putting out content, letting people know what's going on, expressing how I feel. That's what I like to do. Express myself. Be me. That's what I like to do. Be me. That's the only thing I can do. You know, that's the only thing that feels right. I see a lot of people that live their lives for somebody else, you know, like their parents or maybe their grandma, maybe even their friends. There's a lot of people who live their life for their friends. Just do whatever their friends say because they want to fit in and be cool. Your friends don't really push you to do anything. Your friends shouldn't push you to do anything that's not positive, uplifting, or making you move forward as a person. You know what I'm saying? And that could be true, but they could also be saying like, hey, well, I'm doing this. This really works for me. I think you should do this. But if that's not something you want to do, I'm sure, one, if they're your real friends, they'll understand. My friends do, you know. I tell my buddy that I'm not going to go to school, and we were supposed to join a fraternity together, and he's cool with that, you know. He knows what it is. He knows how I am. And your friends should, too. No one should. If anyone's giving you any type of push, it's to be more you. It should be to be more you and for you to do what feels right. Not any other way at all. And I told my dad at like 1:56 a.m. last night that I wasn't going to go to school because I don't want to be in a position where I can't move. And he said, love you. Do you. It's what's best. Simple. And I guess that's why I feel kind of bad because my, getting a fucking phone call. Let's see what this is. All right, they had nothing to say. Anyways, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I feel kind of bad because my parents raised me really well. And I see the world in a different way that everyone else can't see. And I see a lot of people who live their life with their parents. And when the time comes and their parents are gone, and then and once they move out of college, and they're being an adult, you know what I'm saying? Their parents are not really like in their lives as much as they were in high school. You just see this kind of what the fuck, you know, on their face. And it's just like, well, this is what I chose to do. And I'm like, no, it's not what you chose to do. It's what your parents chose to do. And you listen to them. Your parents shouldn't force you into a career because they think that's what's best, you know? I know that, like, in their minds, they feel like they're trying to set you up for greatness so that when they do pass on, and when they do pass on, you have something set up for you. But the best thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, they probably want you just to be, no, they don't want you to be miserable. They want you to be set. They want you to have everything that you need when they're not there and can't give it to you. So they want to put you in a position where you can succeed. But the truth is, they should let you choose what you want to do so they know that you'll have full passion towards it and you'll figure out a way because that's what you want to do with your life. You know? It's just a little difference. And that's the thing. Like, this generation is getting still kind of caught up in the old school mindset where you do as you're told and your mom knows best and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever she says, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want to or not, because it's your mother and you got to listen to her. And of course, you should always listen to your mother. Always taking advice. I always listen to all my parents. Anything they tell me, I take it with heed and attention, and I don't fray from letting them know how I feel about it, and they give me proper feedback, you know. And there's some times where I don't understand what they're talking about, and they explain it. And I'm like, okay, well, what I mean is blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You know, you got to ask questions. You can't just take it, because then you could act the wrong way. And then you're just at a what the fuck on both ends. Like, that's not what I told you to do, or that's not what I wanted to happen, and you took it the wrong way, and now you're doing something you don't want to do, and you're stuck in a position. So just ask questions, and don't be afraid to say, hey, well, I want to do this. Like, this is something I want to pursue. This is something I really like, you know? And most parents will be like, yeah, but like, okay, if this is what you want to do, then you can go about it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, say you like dancing, all right? So if you want to dance professionally, you can either join a dance studio or go to like a school of the arts for dance, you know, and get it there. Or you can be self-trained, you know, whatever works for you, however you feel about going about it. But do what you want to do. It should be based around the idea of you doing what you want to. You know, so I'm not going to school. I can't do it. I'd really like to, because it really give me a boost for media. But I know a lot of people on the inside, and I can just pull some strings and work some things around. You know, I just can't. I just can't do something I knowingly know that I don't want to. It's just, the idea of that is disgusting. Disgusting. I can't. But anyways, guys, I'm done rambling. I hope you guys got some insight from this. I know this may sound weird coming from someone who's so young, but I've been blessed. Like I said, I've been blessed. So I hope that you guys can pull something from this and use it in your own lives. And don't think that, like, since you're 30 and have your degree, that you can't turn around and go learn the clarinet, you know, that you only played for a week and then got switched classes, but you really liked it. Don't think that your time's up because you got time. You know what I'm saying? There's this entrepreneur named Gary Vee. You guys should look him up. He's amazing. He says I think it's like 43 or something. And he's like, I'm a baby, bro. I got time. Because think about it. If you build your own business or you build your own brand and you become self-sufficient and really good at what you do, you can do it all. Like, Stan Lee has been rocking with us, man. He just passed away. RIP the GOAT. But, yeah, he's been rocking with us forever. You know how long he's been in the business? Forever, dude. So don't think that you're out of time, you know. I think that you're out of time just because you graduated college and now everyone's looking at you like you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be doing what makes you happy. That's the only thing you can do, and that's the only thing you should be trying to do. Don't please anybody else because they do not have your best interest in mind. Some of them do, but if it seems like they don't and you feel like you're telling them what you want to do and they're just not hearing you or just ignoring it, then they don't have your best interest in mind, and you should not take advice from them, whether it be your parents or whether it be your friend. Doesn't matter. It's your life at the end of the day, and you have control over it, because when they're gone, you're going to be stuck with what they left for you. So keep that in mind, guys. I love you guys so, 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 so much. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. I can't find my mouse. Where's my mouse? And peace the fuck out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.